Good morning. My name is Jasmine Kaur, and I'm a medical student from the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston. I have a master's and bachelor's degree in nursing from the University of Texas at Austin, and I am presenting this on behalf of my sister, Mandeep Kaur, who's a third-year doctoral student at the University of Texas at Austin. She's a registered nurse in the state of Texas and has practiced in labor and delivery as well as occupational health. Mandeep really wished she could have been here today, but she's about neck deep in comprehensive exam preparations. However, she's listening in, so let's get started. Today, we will be talking about health literacy and attitudes towards prenatal genetic screening. There are no relationships to disclose within this presentation. Okay, so the objectives of this presentation are firstly to identify rates of infant mortality and genetic defects. We're also going to be describing the state of literature on health literacy and attitudes in prenatal genetic screening. And lastly, we're going to be discussing the importance of health literacy and attitudes in prenatal genetic screening. In the U.S., infant mortality rates are 6.7 per 1,000 live births. The United Nations ranks the United States as 33rd in infant mortality statistics, and the CIA ranks us at 46th. Either way, our numbers are worse than countries such as Canada, Cuba, South Korea, Israel, Portugal, and Japan, all of who had higher rates than us a mere 40 years ago. In the U.S., genetic conditions and birth defects contribute to 23% of prenatal, perinatal, or immediate postnatal infant deaths. 3 to 6% of infant deaths have birth defects. 3 to 6% of infants have a birth defect, and half of these have a direct genetic link. And congenital malformations are the number one cause of infant deaths in the United States. Prenatal genetic screening has the potential to decrease infant mortality by identifying potentially life-threatening conditions so that they may be treated. So, health literacy is an important factor in helping expectant couples make informed decisions about prenatal genetic screening. Zarkadoulos and colleagues set up four major health literacy domains. These include fundamental, science, community, and cultural literacy. So I'm going to be talking about these four. So the first one, fundamental literacy or numeracy, is like what we've learned in school. It's the competence in printed and spoken language, numerals, and basic math. The next one is science and technology literacy. This is competence of scientific concepts and uncertainties and technical complexities in technology. In this example, this would entail understanding the prenatal genetic screening process. Community and civic literacy is a competence about sources of information and engaging citizens in decision making and dialogue. This includes media literacy and civic or governmental processes. And the last one, cultural literacy. Cultural literacy is sensitivity in regards to collective beliefs, customs, worldviews, and social identity relationships. Basically, understanding and being sensitive to diverse cultures. The Institute of Medicine also developed varying frameworks representing the application of health literacy in real-world settings. Very little research has been done in regards to prenatal genetic screening attitudes, however. The concept of attitudes is not directly addressed. Most research refers to decision-making, values and beliefs, response to results, anxiety, and informed choices. By increasing understanding of prenatal genetic screening health literacy and attitudes of expectant couples, healthcare providers and researchers will be able to identify, develop, and evaluate education and counseling programs to support expectant couples through the prenatal genetic screening process. The Institute of Medicine published two models of health literacy. In the first, literacy can be seen as the basis of health literacy. Health literacy mediates the relationship between individuals and health contexts as each individual brings their own abilities and emotions. The health contexts then lead to health outcomes and associated costs. The second model shows how culture and society, the education system, and the health system assume responsibility for health literacy. So that's points 1, 2, and 3 in this model. An individual's health literacy is a result of these three factors, and thus affects both the overall health system and health outcomes and costs. Keeping both of the Institute of Medicine models in mind, as well as Zarkadoulis's domains in this model of health literacy, keeping both of the Institute of Medicine's models in mind, as well as Zarkadoulis's domains, this model of health literacy and attitudes was created. Within this model, the four domains outlined by Zarkadoulis will provide a health literacy indicator. This health literacy will then be explored in its impacts on attitudes. Mandeep's goal is to apply this model to health literacy and its impacts on attitudes to the prenatal genetic screening environment to determine the relationship that exists between health literacy and attitudes an expectant couple may have about genetic screening. The results of this review of literature led to numerous ideas for future study. When looking at the health literacy, the specific concept of genomic health literacy could be considered within models. Genomic health literacy represents the level of health literacy an individual or expectant couple has about genomics, or specifically prenatal genetic and genomics. Both of the two Institute of Medicine models have a follow-through arrow leading to a health outcome piece. A possible health outcome of health literacy and attitudes is informed decision-making. A study looking at how informed the decisions an expectant couple makes about prenatal genetic screening is thus a logical progression, as well as Mandeep's dissertation topic. Of course, with a highly debated issue of our American healthcare system, and in correlation to this conference's theme of social justice, access to prenatal genetic screening within social medicine, whatever it may be in the future, is an important topic to consider as equality of access, or its lack thereof, and it can greatly impact health literacy, attitudes, and thus inform decision making. Here are the resources that were used for this presentation, and thank you. If you have any questions or comments, I'd love to answer them to the best of my ability. Otherwise, I can also provide you with Mandeep's email address, which is mkaur@mail.utexas.edu. So I'd like to open the floor to any questions or comments at this point. That would actually be very specific for her, but two of her colleagues who are in the doctoral program might be able to answer that for you as well. Yes.
So like the tool that you just talked about, to get what people's attitudes are as if we should have this done, or their attitudes of what should we do with the results?
Well, should it be done? First, well, it goes back to, do they have enough information to make that decision? And to get it done, not necessarily the results. So they, what they feel about the test, their attitude toward it, and do they get enough information to have to make a decision, make a decision on it, to inform the decision. That's
right.
Do they understand how the procedure of the test will be done and the risk in it? Just, do they have enough information to make a decision in their attitude toward it?
What happens with what you find.
Right.
Any additional questions or comments? Yes, go ahead. Thank you, and we'll be passing those on to her as well. Okay, thank you.